This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. In less than 2 weeks, medical marijuana will be legal in Massachusetts. But the details of the new law are still being hammered out. And if you don't have a doctor's approval for the drug, you could still be charged with a crime for possessing more than an ounce of it. The Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association put out guidelines on the new law for police today. So we spoke with the association's general counsel, Jack Collins, to find out, among other things, whether police can now ask for a medical marijuana ID card if they find someone in possession of marijuana.
Ultimately, the card, yes. The legislation that got passed here in terms of the ballot does call for a card, and I'm sure a few months from now we'll have a secure card, something like you might have for a driver's license, things like that, so it would be sure that they're legitimate. But in the meantime, the law provides that while that's happening, basically you're going to get a note from your doctor is really what it is, and we'll have to honor those. So we'll get a note from a doctor. We won't, quite frankly, be sure that really that doctor exists. We won't really be sure that this is the person who the note was given to. A lot of gray areas like that. But in the meantime, we'll have to do the best we can, cobbling along.
So let's say a police officer comes across someone in possession of marijuana. Is the police officer going to say, do you have a doctor's note?
Yes. What will happen is, and we're waiting for the courts to tell us exactly how we can phrase that, as silly as that sounds, but our recommendation is we will say to the person, show me a doctor's note if you have one. And if they produce one and the amount of marijuana they have on them is reasonably less than a 60-day supply.
Which is how much the law allows at any one
right,
time.
Right, exactly right. And so we don't know what that really means yet. We'll wait for the Department of Public Health to define that more, but we'll use common sense for the time being. And if the person has what appears to be more than an ounce, so therefore it's potentially criminal, but less than 60 days supplied, then we'll say, fine, have a nice day, go on your way.
So what if they give you a note and it looks like something they just scrawled themselves on paper this morning? How will you know if it's legitimate?
Until the Department of Public Health comes out with regulations, we won't know it's legitimate. And depending on how serious the situation is, the officer might very well say, let me call that doctor's office and see if, in fact, you are who you say you are, if that doctor really issued this. And that's probably the kind of thing we'll do. But doing a whole lot of detective work for a situation that is relatively minor in nature might very well be something the officer doesn't have time or the ability to do right there.
And you have said that since it did pass, you wish it had been passed by the legislature rather than as a ballot question. How would that have made things different and presumably easier for police?
Because what happens when you pass a law through the legislature, you have a hearing process, you have an opportunity to work with the legislative committees, it goes through a lot of screening, and you can say, well, here's a question, let's address that, or this wording here is not very clear, what about that? So I think the law obviously still would have passed, and that's not a question about that. So nobody right now is having a sour grapes attitude that, boy, we want to slow things down and we're not happy about it, but there's just too many gray areas that this really nobody can understand.
What about cities and towns that are now passing local laws banning medical marijuana dispensaries? I'm wondering if those kind of restrictions are definitely legal now that medical marijuana is legal.
If you're a town, in order to pass a zoning bylaw, you'll have to have that approved by the Attorney General's office. And we know that right now they're taking a look internally at whether or not that kind of a banning of the medical marijuana facility entirely would be legal.
So ultimately, towns that have banned marijuana dispensaries, those may not hold up, those bans.
That's correct. Keep in mind that this is not a constitutional issue. You can't ban, for example, adult entertainment because there's constitutional rights, First Amendment. But this is not a constitutional issue, and as a matter of fact, it's really a violation of federal law. I would suspect that in larger counties, if some cities and towns want to ban it entirely, that'll probably be okay. In smaller counties, in Nantucket, for example, with a town and the county the same thing, and the law requires you to have one in every county, that might be more problematic.
What about police officers who might want to use or even grow medical marijuana? Can they?
It's pretty clear to us now, and we're going to make it even clearer next week to all the police in the state, that being a police officer is incompatible with having a medical marijuana certificate for yourself or being a caregiver for somebody else.
Why shouldn't they be able to if it is now the law?
Well, what happens is the law is very clear that this does not trump other provisions, and it says in the law that it doesn't trump a violation of federal law. So we can't have police officers violating federal law.
Because federal law still says marijuana possession is illegal.
At this point in time, it's still clearly illegal, and we can't have police officers committing illegal offenses and still holding their jobs.
Have you heard from any Massachusetts police officers who wish they could use or grow medical marijuana?
Of course. And I'm not sure whether it's tongue-in-cheek or they're very serious about it. I think it's a little bit of both. Some people have jokingly talked about, well, maybe we'll have to make provisions at the station for people to use it. I know in that case they're obviously joking, but the real answer is that we're going to send out notices to all the police officers next week to make sure that everybody knows that none of this is going to be allowed.
Jack Collins is a lawyer for the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association. Jack, thanks for walking us through that.
Have a good day.